After years of holding talks with Israel in a bid to gain statehood, the Palestinians have decided on a different strategy. They say that they are going to the United Nations to seek status as a full member state. That plan has drawn sharp criticism from Israel and from the United States, which insists that statehood can only be achieved through bilateral negotiations. Longtime Palestinian legislator and official Hanan Ashrawi asserts the Palestinians are entitled to act on their own.
We don't need permission from Israel. The right to self-determination and statehood and sovereignty is enshrined in UN resolutions, in the UN Charter, in international law. We have fulfilled all the requirements of statehood according to the Montevideo Convention and the UN Charter.
The mechanism for recognizing statehood at the United Nations is specific. A resolution is introduced. The resolution is sent to the Security Council, which then studies it and then takes a vote on sending the measure to the full General Assembly. It then takes two-thirds of the UN's membership to approve voting state status. But the United States has announced that it will use its Security Council veto privilege to stop the Palestinian resolution. If that indeed takes place, the Palestinians are left with seeking observer state status that falls short of full membership. Non-voting UN membership not only provides a status upgrade, but it also affords access to UN committees and entities. And according to Graham Bannerman at the Middle East Institute, it could provide more Palestinian leverage at the bargaining table with the Israelis.
Nobody believes that there's going to be a Palestinian state fully recognized in the international community without negotiations with the Israelis. That's going to happen. The issue is, will they be better able to negotiate with more of a state recognition than being this weak entity versus a stronger state of Israel?
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to say that peace will only be achieved through direct negotiations. And he says Israel will still be ready to talk even after the Palestinians seek statehood from the UN.
After the smoke clears, after all that is happening at the UN, at the end, the Palestinians will come to their senses, this is what I hope, and will abandon these moves that bypass negotiations.
The PLO's representative to the United States, Mayn Arakat, says he and other Palestinian leaders are undeterred by this and any other pressures.
This is an issue of national pride to us. Our freedom and independence are not on the table for bargaining. We will not bargain on our freedom and independence, no matter what the repercussions and the consequences are going to be.
In Washington, which provided the Palestinians with nearly $500 million in 2010, consequences have been threatened as well. Nevertheless, Abbas says that statehood drive will not be stopped. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.